USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized Pfizer booster shots for people above the age of 65 or any adult age who are at high risk. The FDA said it approved a single booster shot for certain people to be administered at least 6 months after receiving their first two shots. Republican Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a crucial opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday as bipartisan talks break down with no outcome. Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California claimed Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down, saying his demands were too high. The remains of a hunter who disappeared 53 years ago in the wilds of Idaho were discovered by another hunter on Friday. 39-year-old Raymond Jones was last seen on September 7, 1968, while bow hunting mountain goats near the East Fork of Hayden Creek. That's near the city of Solomon. His remains were found on September 17, 2021, by another man who was bow hunting the same type of mountain goat. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
New coronavirus cases are continuing to decline in the United States, and some experts are cautiously optimistic that the virus will continue to wane even into the fall and winter. The United States is now averaging roughly 134,000 new cases per day. That's a 10% drop over the past 2 weeks. Dr. Fauci's NIH is looking at models that suggest cases may be down to about 15,000 per day by November. Well over 95% of those that get sick fully recover. The FDA has approved COVID-19 booster shots on Wednesday for a small amount of Americans. Dan Araki reports.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week. Before any shots can be administered, though, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision, with third doses possibly being rolled out by the end of the week.
We are USA Radio News.
Many people who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen Temporal Scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
A 911 call from a woman inside the Woodland Hills, California home of NBA player Jackson Hayes in late July was brought to light when the LAPD released body cam footage on Friday. Hayes confronted officers and severely attacked one of them before being tased and arrested. Do the police have a right to enter the home without a search warrant? When a call for help is made from the home, Detective Jamie McBride with the LAPD Protective League on Fox News says, absolutely yes, they can enter.
Absolutely, an officer can go inside, especially in a domestic violent situation. When he's refusing officers entry, that's going to heighten the officer's concern for the possible victim inside who could be injured or in need of help. So yes, we can enter the residence, and we do not need a search warrant to go in to check on somebody's safety. The officer is still injured. He has a torn ligament, and he is not back in the field still today, and it's been over a month. George Gascon has made it clear that he's an advocate for the criminals. His motto is, if you commit a crime, don't worry about serving time. He lets him go. And to be quite honest with you, Adam Silver and the NBA aren't much better. You know, the NBA should stand for notorious beatings and abuses, because attacks on a police officers, domestic violence, they don't care either. And people need to be held accountable for this. You just can't go around hurting police officers and not be held accountable. It's wrong.
Mr. Hayes has been charged with battery on a police officer. The NBA has been silent on the matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.